For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Francisco Acosta was told in November by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to purchase a one-way plane ticket to leave the United States. The Colombian national works as a custodian at Wesleyan University. On Monday, a hearing will determine whether he stays or goes.
Creo yo que es por las políticas del señor Donald Trump.
I think it's because of the politics of Mr. Donald Trump. He thinks that this country is his, and that anybody who isn't in accordance with the laws has to leave this country. Acosta was a physics and chemistry teacher in Colombia for 18 years. He was also active in the teachers' union and says he left in 2001 because of threats on his life during the Colombian war between the state and various guerrilla groups.
6:45, cuando la persona me dijo que tenía...
They told me I had to leave. Why? Because I was persona non grata. I had students that the guerrillas were trying to recruit. He entered the country illegally in 2001, and he already had a request for asylum denied 7 years later. Acosta believes he should stay because he says he pays his taxes, he's not a criminal, and he's seeking political asylum from Colombia. Acosta's mother was diagnosed with cancer 3 years ago, and he's her primary caregiver. Franklin Soltz is a communications associate for 32BJ SEIU, a union for property service workers that Acosta belongs to.
His mother's support as a U.S. citizen depends on him. And equally important, Colombia remains a very dangerous place for him to return to.
The United States offers temporary protected status for refugees from 10 countries seeking political asylum, but Colombia is not one of them. The United States government essentially is saying there is not much of a threat of danger to non-TPS countries, which means it'll be that much harder for Acosta to prove his case. Acosta used to maintain the Freeman Athletic Center at Wesleyan, but then he was transferred to the library.
Cuando una posición en el día,
so 3 or 4 months ago, they shifted me to days here in the library, and in these 3 or 4 months, I've developed a lot of great student friendships. The former chemistry teacher will see a textbook open. Then he'll approach the book's owner. He can't speak English well, but he says he has no problem diagramming the chemical bonding process. Emma Yano is a junior at Wesleyan. She's been advocating for Acosta for about a month now.
This building is huge, and like the fact that he like mostly cleans it on his own is in like the 8 hours that he has is like incredible. But like the fact that he also takes time out of his busy day to like take care of other students, make sure that they're doing well on their homework is amazing.
The anthropology major says she and another classmate are working to get the word out about Acosta to fellow Wesleyan students. They recruited about 50 others to join them at a rally in Hartford organized by 32BJ SEIU, and they've been gathering signatures from Wesleyan staff for a petition.
Anything we could do to help within this community, to show ICE, to show the people that are trying to get Francisco out of this country, that Wesleyan students and the whole Wesleyan community is just really behind him.
Yano is concerned that when the semester ends, students will disperse, and it will be harder to support Acosta. As of now, Acosta is scheduled to leave on January 16th. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.